just keep coming back for more, don't you? No matter how many times I push you away, you just keep coming back, and you keep begging for me to take you back. I've warned you numerous times that us seeing each other, this is dangerous for me. This college does not allow teachers to date students. What we are doing, it puts my job in serious jeopardy. Why would I keep doing something so risky just to have a little fun with a student? Yes, I know you've never had this kind of dynamic before. That's why this is so intense for you. You have to understand that if the dean found out not only about what we do together, but the treatment I give you just so you can orgasm, I would be fired. I would be blacklisted from ever working at another education facility. Teaching is my job, my livelihood. I'm not going to put it on the line just for some sub to get off. Please, just leave me alone. Find someone else to sub for. I'm sure there are tons of girls in your dorms or on dating apps or something that would be willing to dom you if you were just honest with them. Don't you dare look at me with those puppy dog eyes. That's not what this is about, but yes, of course I find you sexy. That's not the problem here. The problem is that I am your teacher, and you are my student. This can be seen as an abuse of authority, or maybe that I force you into this relationship or something. I understand that you are a grown adult, and I understand that you're consenting to this. I do! But that doesn't mean that there still are not policies in place to prevent this type of thing. Lots of other teachers would take advantage of someone like you. You're so eager to be praised and rewarded. You're willing to do anything for me. I don't want to take advantage of that. Maybe when you get a little bit older or once you graduate. How many years is that from now? See? That's not so long. You can wait that long and then you can find me afterwards. We could maybe go on a real date and see how we click as a couple. That way you're more aware of what you're doing and I won't risk being fired. I'm not saying you aren't aware of what you're doing. I know that you know what this means. Stop playing dumb. This is a serious thing. Why can't you get it through your thick head that I don't want to continue this relationship? Yes, you are very good for me in bed. You are a very good sub for me in general. But that doesn't matter. You don't seem to understand the gravity of this situation because you are younger than me. You want to jump into it head first and throw caution to the wind. I'm not young like you. I can't do that. I'm not going to risk everything I've made of myself just to make you happy. I'm sorry, but you aren't worth that. What we have, it's purely superficial. There was no deeper meaning to it. I was attracted to you. You were attracted to me. We had some fun together. And now, it's over. That's it. So please, just leave me alone. Don't take any more of my classes. Don't get angry with me. Please. I'm doing this for the both of us. It was just a little fling between a professor and her student. It didn't mean anything. I told you this from the beginning. There wasn't going to be emotions involved in this. I guess now I'm realizing that someone so young is obviously going to get invested in a relationship like this. You're not mature enough to separate love from sex. Take a deep breath. You're just upset right now, that's all. You're allowed to hate me. You aren't allowed to beg me to sleep with you one final time. I'm not going to do it. I have placed boundaries, and you need to respect them. It's fine if you're upset with me, but you have to keep this private. Look, okay. I'll make you a deal, and you have to keep this private. Do you understand? I will be your dom one final time and one time only. If I agree to do that, will you finally leave me alone? Will you get on with your life and forget about me? I don't believe you. How do I know you're telling the truth? Are you willing to risk your grade on it? If you break this agreement, I will fail you, and you will not be able to take this class with me as your instructor. How does that sound? Fine. As for our last time together, I will be punishing you. You have made my life a living hell ever since I called it off with you, so now I think it's only fair that I get to make you hurt. We will be using the traffic light system as usual. Remember what it is? Red means stop, yellow means slow down or continue with caution, green means you're good. Repeat it back to me. Very good. Now, we can begin. From this point forward, I will respond to Miss Clark or Mistress Clark, and only that. Understand? I guess you were always just a brat who picks and chooses when they're going to listen. Get over my knee now. I think you know what is coming, so do not hesitate, or else you will be making this much worse for yourself. It's such a goddamn shame that you are such a brat. You don't take no for an answer, and that results in your ass being spanked cherry red. And it's such a nice color already. If only you weren't such a fucking brat. But it's even lovelier when it has my handprint covering it. Don't you agree? And making it as red as your cheeks that are burning with humiliation right now? Getting spanked, bare ass, over the knee of your teacher in her classroom, no less. Like, some sort of petulant school child. This is what you were getting so upset with me over? To treat you like this? How does that make you feel? This is all because you wouldn't take no for an answer from your teacher. You wouldn't leave me alone. So now, I have to punish your stubborn ass. What was that noise now? Am I going to have to grab your hair and force you to make it again? Tsk, tsk. I really thought you were beyond being this much of a brat, considering your situation right now. Now, what was that noise you made before? Nothing. Should I let go of your hair? Or should I just keep your neck like this and keep spanking you? Decisions, decisions. I guess I can let you hide your face in shame for now. Has the lesson sunk in yet? That begging your teacher to treat you like this isn't okay? That I am risking everything just to see you in such a pathetic position? and you just keep craving it, and you keep coming back for more, what do you say? Again. Again. One more time. And I want you to say it like you really fucking mean it. Now, I believe you. With how broken that last sorry was, I genuinely believed it. Do you understand what you did was wrong and why I had to punish you? That's right, because you were bad and you did not follow the rules. Now, let me test something. Exactly what I thought. Now you are all turned on from being spanked and punished. Do you like it when I hurt you? I know you do, my masochistic little student. How naughty of you to get turned on from taking punishment from your teacher. This is just another problem you are making me fix. The things I do for you, little one. Let me fix this for you. I'll get you off in the way that I know you like it. You want it quick. Harsh. You want it dirty. You are too turned on to even think, aren't you? Your ass is all warm and you are so fucking horny. I am going to fix your final problem. And then, I expect you to be on your best behavior for the rest of the semester. That was our deal. This is a punishment, little one. I'm not going to be doing any of the work, no. If you want to earn an orgasm, you have to do the work. You understand? And do you hear how wet spanking you got me? Slower. There you go. I don't want you to come too soon. I want to enjoy myself. It feels so much better if I know I'm dragging these noises out of you. That's it. Show me you're sorry. Show me you know you've show me you've learned your lesson. 'Cause I don't think you have. I don't think you've even proven that you are capable of not. I think you just need someone to put you in your place. Yes. Fuck. That's it, just like that. Come on. You can do better than this. I thought you wanted to come. Or maybe just the bare hand spanking was enough for a naughty little brat like you. Oh, fuck. No, it's still too fast. Still too fucking fast. Don't get eager. I didn't let you be eager before. Why would you be eager now? Huh? This is an exercise in restraint to see how well you can prove yourself to me. Oh, fuck. Now we go faster. Match me just like that. Good. So you can learn. You can learn if it gets you closer to coming, huh? Single track mind. That's so very much like you, my little student. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's just like that. Don't get so eager. Yes, I'm setting the pace, remember? This is supposed to be punishment for you, which is why we're going so slow. I want to see how long you can last. Yes. There you go. Now you can start to go faster. Just like that. I knew you could listen. I knew you had it in you. Slow down now. Ready? You ready for the big finish? I'm giving you permission to come whenever you feel like it, but you don't get to stop until I come. You understand? Ready? Fuck. You're fucking what you make me. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Right there. Fuck. Yes. Come on. Show me how sorry you are. Show me you've learned your fucking lesson. Show me you can actually be good. Fuck. Now, get dressed and go back to your place. I expect you to honor our deal and that you will be mature for once. Maybe if you can respect this, I'll give you a second chance after the semester is over. Then you won't technically be my student. But that means you can't be a brat, and you have to be on your best behavior. For you. This is more of a challenge of will. Are you going to let your brat side win out? Or will you be able to respect me, leave me alone, and hopefully get back together with me once I am no longer your teacher? Decisions, decisions, little one.